At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Through 25 seasons, 4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered. The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
So, listen to this. In just a few minutes, you're gonna meet 20 ultimate viewers. They've been watching the show for years, and they've spent the last 2 months, just 2 months, on a 20 years younger challenge. One viewer in 2 months lost 27 pounds. Okay? Another one only lost 5 pounds, but added 10 years to her life. Two others are off their medication for high blood pressure and heart disease. And three quit smoking in just 2 months. All in 60 days. Don't you all want to sign up for that program? I gotta tell you, I do. After seeing these results, you're gonna want to too. It's the latest brainchild of my friend and brother, Bob Green. He is back on the show for the 49th time. And I have to say, Bob knows me like few other people on this earth do. I was best woman at his wedding. Look, that was one of my best days. Best woman. And I trust Bob with my life. So when he says that you can look and feel 20 years younger by revamping four areas of your life, Bob has a new book called 20 Years Younger. So the promise is 20 years younger. You're looking good yourself.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. 20 years younger, but that's not just in appearance. The important part is you feel 20 years younger and your body functions as if it were 20 years younger. And that's
wow.
The difference.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but we saw great results in
2 months.
2 months. A year, two down the road, you can shave off a decade.
Wow.
2 or 3 years down the road, you could be 20 years younger.
Okay, so.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Let's meet Bob's 20 years younger dream team. They're the dream team. Best Life nutritionist Janice Jabreen says certain superfoods, and we're going to hear what they are, can be a fountain of youth. Hello. Almost everybody you know who has skin, including myself, goes to see this man, dermatologist Dr. Harold Lancer. He says your skin tells the story of how well you take care of yourself. Dr. Ronald Kotler is a prominent sleep specialist who says not getting enough sleep, and who is, can make you fat. Heller. oh, is that the problem? Okay. So we chose 20 Ultimate Viewers to put Bob's 20 years younger plan to the test. Hectic schedules, just like you have. Busy lives, just like you have. No time for themselves.
People treat you differently at a certain age. They don't look at you. And you just don't feel like anybody even notices that you're there.
I just have lost kind of my oomph. Don't like to get dressed at all during the day. And even keeping up with my kids, I've lost the zest.
My 17-year-old daughter, she's cute. She gets teased because she's heavy. I'm going to begin to love myself 100%. That way, I can help her understand how to love herself.
I've been carrying this weight around a long time. Unfortunately, I don't have heart issues yet. But two of my brothers have developed diabetes and they have the same body type as I.
Some of the women are carrying around a lot of unresolved pain.
My daughter Hope was killed by a driver who was using their cell phone and crossed the center line and hit my daughter head on. I feel like a part of me died with Hope.
My son got involved with drugs and he had struggled with it. And he fought, and he fought. He went to bed, and he never woke up.
Others dealing with piles of stress.
Well, my husband lost his job. We lost our house because we had just adopted our daughter. And that took all of our savings, so it's a lot.
I've been smoking since I was 20 years old. I have an aunt who has smoked all her life. And recently, I saw her, and she had an oxygen tank. And I said, I am not doing that. I'm running out of second chances. I'm 50 years old. If I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it.
So from thousands of emails, we chose 20 viewers, some you just met, to take Bob's 20 years younger challenge. So we flew them all out to Pasadena, California to get started 2 months ago.
Within hours of getting the news, 20 Ultimate Viewers from across the country were whisked away by United Airlines to Southern California, where they arrive at the Langham Huntington Hotel in Pasadena. Their excitement fades fast when they learn their first assignment is to put on spandex and smile for the camera.
Like this. I feel like I'm stuffed in here.
I feel so naked.
I do have pants on, so you have to subtract something.
Holy crap.
All right. There you go.
Well-known L.A. internist Dr. Paulette Sadler gives each viewer a complete physical.
I see that your blood pressure was a little elevated because 150 over 100 is high. I'm looking at your weight. We want you to lose a good amount.
Okay.
That's going to make you healthier, and it's also going to help your heart.
Hello, everyone.
Bob's goal is to take 20 years off their looks and add years to their lives.
I'm sure everyone is interested in what you're going to go through over the next few days. There are four pillars that you're going to get intense training on. First one, exercise. Everybody's favorite. Yeah, come on. Yeah. And nutrition. Skincare, going to get individual assessments, and what is the plan that's tailored to you. And then that final area is sleep, the time spent in the valuable sleep that repairs your body. That's what we're going to do. You ready? All right.
To be a part of this intense experiment, the women have to pledge to follow the plan faithfully for 2 months.
What did I get into?
What was I thinking?
50 years of smoking, that's what it is.
Come on, come on.
Don't let me catch you.
Okay, day one, Bob gives a crash course on what he calls the ultimate 20 years younger weapon. All stuff you can do.
I actually think 3.2 is too slow for you.
really?
Bob says everybody, beginners included, should start with a minimum of 200 minutes of cardio per week. That's about 3.5 hours.
You never walk on a flat treadmill. Flat treadmill's like walking downhill. The value of exercise isn't in the burning of the calories. It's in the change of your metabolism the other 23.5 hours of the day.
He says lifting weights is also critical to the 20 years younger anti-aging program.
Now, the key to strength training is you tighten your abdomen. That stabilizes your whole body.
Okay.
Just feel a little stretching. Creep up a little bit like this, and then back. Most important group of muscles in your body is your core.
Rain or shine, for 2 full days, Bob pushes the women to stick to their new exercise plan. 200 minutes of cardio plus strength training.
Bob Green has been out here for hours. If he can stand out here for 3 hours doing this, I can do 200 minutes at home. Yeah.
You're out here in the rain. We want you to toughen up.
This day sucks. It is cold, it is raining, you can see your breath. But I know that when you work out in this kind of weather, you burn more calories.
I feel like Wonder Woman.
Okay, so by the end of this show, we want all of you watching and those of you here to be motivated to start your own 20 years younger program. And the one thing that is non-negotiable is exercise.
That's correct. Make it like an appointment that you simply wouldn't cancel.
Okay, so start with wherever you are. If you can only walk an eighth of a mile, applaud yourself for that, and then add a couple more steps the next day. Because you can't go out and do it all at one time.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever you are right now, challenge yourself.
Yeah.
I don't shop anymore. So defeating to walk in and you know, wanna look good in something, and you look in the mirror and...
I just was always a behind the scenes, being a cheerleader for everybody else, and just did not put in enough time for me.
I'm 50 years old, and I would love to look younger because I'm single, and I would like to appeal to men my age and not senior citizens.
I've taken a lot of time to find clothing that hide those lumps and bumps. You get the big earrings, you get the big jewelry. I don't know if that somehow makes you feel you're not as heavy.
I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. I'm a busy person at work. This landed in my lap at the right time. How good can it get to have Bob Green helping you? How can you not take this opportunity and make the best of it?
We've all been there, you know, when you've let yourself go, but it's never too late. That's what this show is about. Never too late to turn things around. So we issued a challenge to 20 of our ultimate viewers and put them on my friend and fitness expert Bob Green's bold new 20 years younger plan. For only 60 days they've been in it. And Bob says there are 4 pillars to keep you looking and feeling young. Exercise, taking care of your skin, getting enough sleep, and of course, nutrition.
Welcome to lunch.
From day one, Bob puts our 20 ultimate viewers on a 1,700 calorie a day plan.
The 20 years younger diet was developed with many things in mind, but primarily, what elements do you bring to your diet that improve your aging, and what do you take off that accelerate aging?
Bob and his dietitian, Janice Jabreen, say each meal must include superfoods with anti-aging qualities like sweet potatoes, eggplant, and blueberries, and half your plate should be covered with fruits and vegetables.
I'll go on record. I used to hate Brussels sprouts. I hate them up until I started making them the right way. If they're sauteed and you use olive oil, another superfood, they're fantastic. This is seaweed. Oh my God, he's feeding us seaweed. It's really good if it's done in the right way.
You may have heard it before, but Bob swears by it. Replace those fattening starches with whole grains, brown rice, and lentils. Bob says good high protein choices are fish, chicken, or soy. And spicing it up can help you live longer, too. Herbs and spices like ginger and basil can help fight infection and chronic diseases.
Something like basil, you can put 2 tablespoons in your salad. Something like parsley, you could put a whole quarter cup.
Most importantly, Bob stresses this is not a diet. It's a way of life.
I think you need to be adventurous. Would you like to try some tofu chili?
1,700 calories?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Well, you're really active. It's
and they lost.
And they lost.
They did, yeah.
27 pounds in 1 month, one person.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
All right, Dr. Harold Lancer says that he can look at somebody's skin and tell if they are healthy or not. He's my dermatologist, too. And so here's what he had to say to our viewers.
Dermatologist Dr. Harold Lancer, the skin expert in Beverly Hills, not only keeps my skin aglowing, he is on the 20 Years Younger Dream Team.
When I heard about this get-together, I said, wow, let's see if I can help them out.
Dr. Lancer says there are three simple steps to combat aging skin: polish, cleanse, and nourish.
You polish the skin first because you want to remove the hardcore debris. You cleanse the debris that's been lifted by the polish, and then add the nutrients to improve the skin, antioxidant levels and protein levels, a whole bunch of cell reproduction things.
He actually looked from the top of my face down to the midsection of my chest, which nobody's ever done.
Everybody thinks that the beauty world is from the hairline to the chin line, and it's not. It's always from the hairline to the unexposed part of the chest.
Look in the mirror. That's a little skin cancer. Do you have a regular general dermatologist?
No.
You need one.
I need one, yes.
You need one.
Okay.
This is the most important lady of the whole evening, because just accidentally we happened to notice this.
He showed that I do have skin cancer. It's very scary.
Skincare will make you look better, and mixed with a healthier lifestyle, you're a winner. For your suffering, my staff has put together a gift bag for each and every one of you.
I love that. What are the most common mistakes women make when it comes to skin, Dr. Lancer?
Well, I think the most common thing is in the evening. They're tired, they're worn out, and they just go to sleep. They figure a few more hours of cosmetic while I'm sleeping won't hurt me.
I know.
And that's the worst thing you can do, because you have all those toxic chemicals there and just eating away the entire nature of the skin.
Yeah. I would have to say, I was in the car the other day, and what did you say to me?
You look great. In fact, I was in...
No, you didn't say you look great. You said you look radiant.
Radiant, okay.
Okay.
But no, I thought I was
And I said it's because I've been cleansing and polishing.
You're radiant.
I was radiant, and I had not on one drop of makeup, right?
Not one drop of makeup.
Okay. So how quickly can changing your skincare, how can it do it, deliver results?
Well, actually, for most people, after the first use, they'll notice some improvement.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks into the road, it's really significant. You should just take photographs after you use the product and document it yourself.
I noticed a real difference after a couple of weeks. You know, Stedman said, what are you doing to your skin? I went, oh, nothing. So halfway through the 20 Years Younger Challenge, we flew all 20 viewers back to California to check their progress and turn up the heat.
This time, our ultimate viewers meet up in swanky Beverly Hills. Some are having a tough time.
I missed about 4 days of working out.
The challenges that I'm having with the core exercise. It's not that I'm not motivated, it's just very painful.
I just saw the ladies for the first time. First off, across the board, they look great. I think we have a couple of them that need a little jolt to take it to the next level.
Ready or not, Bob says it's time to kick up the intensity.
We're punching up to level 2, and that means 300 minutes a week. 300 minutes sounds like a lot, but right now, you've built it into your day, and that's the key. When you challenge the body, that's when all the great results appear.
I have to admit, I wouldn't imagine myself at almost 50 wearing a tank top, a pair of stretchy pants in front of a camera.
I went to see my doctor, and I'm no blood pressure pills. I'm off the heart medication.
After 30 days, the women find out if they've lost weight.
Kind of had thought I was going to be stuck in this body for the rest of my life. That's not true.
I just have to say, I can't ever remember being so proud of a group of people. That said, big length of the journey coming up ahead of you. You have a month. This is the time to show yourself, most important, and everyone else, what you're going to put into this. Good luck.
So, that was 30 days ago, and now they've been at it for 2 months. And over the past 2 days, they've been weighed, measured, primped, and shopping up a storm for their big reveal. Here they are! After just 2 months on Bob Greene's plan, Debbie lost the most weight at 27 pounds and 13 inches. Stand up, Debbie. That's fantastic. So what clicked the most for you? What clicked?
What clicked the most? Actually, I committed to it initially from the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
Said this is going to be a win-win because it hasn't always been. And actually, I changed the way I thought about food. I used food to celebrate. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah?
I use food in the right way it was designed to be used.
So that's the first thing. You changed the way you thought about it.
Exactly.
Yes. Did you stay on the 1,700 calories, or were you doing fewer calories?
I think I was doing about 1,500 calories, mm-hmm. but I was exercising twice a day instead of once a day.
Wow. Do you feel 20 years younger?
I do. I definitely
I can
do.
Tell you do.
I do.
I love the way you just said that. I do.
Yes, I do.
You look it, and it's only been 2 months. So imagine if you continued this for the rest of your life.
Will do.
As Bob says, it takes a year to take off a full 10 years. Yeah. But you already look 20 years long, don't you think?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Angel lost 19 pounds. And Angel, stand up. And as a result, that's in 2 months. My gosh, that's amazing. That's in 2 months. She's off her blood pressure medication and off of her heart pills in just 2 months?
Just
really?
2 months.
So yes. The question is, do you think you will be able to maintain this kind of program?
Oprah, I have to maintain it. My doctor is so proud of me. He was so impressed with the amount of weight loss,
wow.
The exercising, the results. And so I've had imminent results, so I have no choice. Being off the blood pressure medication and the heart pills, I just feel free again. They were just so binding for me.
That is fantastic. That is
wonderful.
The best news. So, Bob, who in the group surprised you the most?
Proud of the whole group, but I would say the standouts knocked it out of the park. There has to be three. Say, Debbie, we talked to Angel. Angel, I caught giving a pep talk to somebody, and she was like the best trainer I've ever heard. And Kathy.
Kathy, stand up.
Oh, I'm shocked and pleased, and thank you.
great.
Kathy
added 10 years to her life. You told my producers this experience has elevated your, self-worth?
Yes. When I started this, my kids were so proud, I found out it was important to them to have me around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, we always are at the bottom of our own list, and
yeah.
It should not be that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And what impressed you the most with Kathy, Bob? I'm sorry I interrupted.
It's the attitude. Didn't have as much weight to lose as others, but lost the weight, quit smoking, and really it's about living and breathing it. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
So Jackie, where's Jackie?
Here.
Did you get that skin cancer checked out?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And what did they find?
Everything was good. They did the whole cutout, or however they say it, and everything's clear. So thank you, Dr. Lancer, for recommending.
Very nice. So before we put these women on Bob's plan, we asked Los Angeles internist, Dr. Paulette Sadler, to assess their overall health. So what kind of medical changes are you seeing in these women?
Well, we saw dramatic reductions in their blood pressure. We saw their cholesterol levels come down.
Cholesterol levels? In 2 months?
In 2 months. So one woman, her That's levels fantastic. Went down 100 points. Amazing.
Who?
Miriam.
Mimi.
Yeah, came down 100 points.
Yes. Went down 100 points in
right.
2 months?
Yes. Which is amazing.
Stand up and give yourself a round.
Stand up. That's fantastic. You should be so proud of yourself.
I am so proud of myself, and I just feel amazing.
100 points. And so how does that happen so quickly? Because they're eating the right foods?
Yes, they're eating the right foods and they're mm-hmm. exercising, and so their body metabolism is changing in terms of the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Because you know that old phrase, you are what you eat?
You are what you eat.
This is really a case that shows that.
Fantastic. Bob Greene's new book, 20 Years Younger, is in stores. Some people might be surprised to know that chapter 4 in your book, I was, actually, I read this book as you were doing it. You talk about using injectables like Botox. I'm surprised, Bob.
Well, we talk about that as an option,
yeah.
and certain people benefit. I haven't had it yet, but I probably am and will be a candidate for it. It's a personal choice, and it's certainly an option out there.
Oh, who's going to benefit best from it, Dr. Lanter?
I think skincare always comes first, and then once you're successful with that, the majority of adults who have excessive frown lines, it's mainly for the forehead, the lines between the eyes, the crow's foot areas.
But wouldn't you say there are a lot of people who are overdoing it? I mean, I've been in this chair, or that chair, and talking to people whose entire faces don't move anymore.
Right.
So how much is too much?
It's designed for minimizing or reducing the excessive muscle movement creation of lines and folds. It's not meant to make you look like a mannequin.
Yeah. So 8 of our women went to Dr. Lanter for a quick fix on their wrinkles and age spots.
Remember me from
yes.
a month ago?
Well, here's what Dr.
Lanter assesses their faces and determines some need to take more aggressive steps to look younger. All the women are getting microdermabrasion.
It feels a little bit like sandpaper.
Dr. Lanter believes Botox and fillers are quick ways to soften unwanted aging lines.
Are you a Botox virgin?
I am a Botox virgin.
I'm gonna put just a little bit of filler here. Just a little, you know, freshening. That's it. Minimal. You can actually see a significant degree of improvement just now.
Oh my gosh.
See, we're just trying to fill in all the shadowing
yeah.
here. Okay.
Ah.
You'll be good.
That's incredible.
A laser treatment reduces Jackie's age spots.
I'm doing good. Feels like a little burning pinching.
And radio frequency helps remove moles on Verlisa's face.
I'm gonna lightly vaporize them. This is very, very quick. Besides taking 10, 20 years off your face, you won't have to wear so much makeup. You're gonna be happy with this.
Mm, I love it.
Wow, wow. So Jeanette, you told producers that you would never get Botox, so what changed your mind?
Yeah, you're right, I wasn't really interested. It wasn't on my radar screen. He did a few little spots here. It did release this muscle through here, so mm-hmm. I wasn't squinting so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's something that I would continue to do, but mm-hmm. I thought it was an experience, and it was very minimally done.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
No.
Your face is still moving, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
The point was just a little bit. And the point you made originally where it's being overused
yeah.
Is a hugely important point.
Yeah. So up to 70 million Americans say they don't get enough sleep. I'm sure there's probably even more. That's according to the CDC. In Bob's new book, 20 Years Younger, he says, if you are not getting 7 to 9 hours, who gets nine? But he says if you're not getting 7 to 9 hours a night, you're putting your health at risk. Sleep is the fourth pillar in Bob's 20 Years Younger plan. That's why he included Dr. Ronald Kotler, the expert, on his dream team. Here's what happens when 4 of our sleepless viewers pay him a visit.
We send a few of our sleep-deprived ultimate viewers to a clinic in Philadelphia. Dr. Ronald Kotler is a prominent expert on sleep.
We know that if you don't get enough sleep, it can actually shorten your life. It can contribute to problems like diabetes and obesity. How many of you snore?
Yes.
How much do you weigh?
I gained about 40 to 50 pounds.
As you've deposited fat in various parts of your body, there's also been fat deposited in the back of your throat, and that could be a potentially life-threatening problem.
Concerned there's an underlying health issue, Dr. Kotler keeps Linda and Kathleen overnight for a sleep study.
So these will stay on all night long?
Yep. I'm thinking, yeah, it's a little awkward to be all wired up and try to sleep.
Their brain waves, oxygen levels, and heart rates are monitored throughout the night.
What we discovered is that you have sleep apnea. You can see these bursts. That's a snore, that's a snore. If you go along this line here, suddenly you stop breathing. It goes flat line. So for a 25-second period, you're not breathing.
Seems wrong.
That can put a strain on your heart. That can increase the chance for a heart attack or a stroke.
He fits Kathleen with a CPAP machine, a device that blows air through her nose to ensure she doesn't stop breathing. For Linda, the diagnosis is a little better.
The good news is you didn't have sleep apnea.
Okay.
And you have snore-related arousals. You can see you have this really big snore, and that going on through the night is disrupting your sleep. If you lose weight, that is your best bet at getting rid of this.
For a lot of years, I kidded myself. I'm heavy, but I'm happy. Maybe not quite as healthy as I should be or could be or want to be.
You don't want ever to have a doctor tell you that a condition that you have is life-threatening. And so, you know, that kind of wakes you up, and it's pretty serious.
Kathleen. Hi. God, you look 20 years younger. I recognize you.
Thank you.
Is the CPAP machine helping you?
Oh, my gosh. I call it the magic machine. I wake up in the morning
refreshed.
You call
it the magic machine, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm refreshed. I don't take big, long naps during the day anymore. My husband sleeps better because I'm not snoring all night. So, yeah.
Wow, it's not the sexiest thing to sleep with.
Got to get your groove on first and then mask up.
Very good. Where's Linda? Linda, are you sleeping better now that you've lost 20 pounds?
20 pounds, yep, I've lost 20 pounds.
20 pounds, yay!
I'm sleeping better. I wake up with some energy and I feel great.
Fantastic. So Dr. Kotler, let's talk to you. How does not getting enough sleep make you fat?
Well, it's interesting. There's a chemical called leptin, and while you're sleeping, the brain makes this chemical called leptin. Mm-hmm. Leptin is involved in suppressing your appetite. So that if you're not sleeping enough and you're not making enough leptin, you're gonna be hungry all day. And if you're hungry all day, you're gonna eat, and then you're gonna put on pounds. And as you gain weight, then you put yourself at risk for sleep apnea, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a theory, actually, on why so many people have trouble sleeping. What is it, Dr. Kotler?
Well, it's interesting. One of the biggest problems dates back to the invention of the light bulb. And the technology that followed, televisions and computers and the bright lights that they emit, keep us awake. Because light is a very important cue to stay awake. You want darkness.
You want darkness. How big a difference can a mattress make?
Well, a mattress can make a big difference. As we get older, we can't sleep as well because we spend less of our time in deep, refreshing sleep. We develop medical problems that make us more vulnerable with aches and pains. So really for the adult, a mattress is vital and it's a very important investment.
Bob, you have a mattress that you swear by, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago I bought a Tempur-Pedic, changed the way I slept. I haven't bought another type of bed since.
So I so appreciate how committed our Ultimate viewers have been to Bob's 20 Years Younger program. And to help you stay on track, I have some very good news. All 20 of you are going to get to choose your own Tempur-Pedic mattress for free. It'll give you the best night of sleep you ever had. The mattresses are backstage for you to try out after the show. So pick the one you want, and they'll send it to your house.
Yes.
Okay, I want to talk to Darlene, because you said this experience has been what?
Answer to prayer.
An answer to a prayer. In what way? Tell me.
In so many ways. I remember, Oprah, you saying once that true courage is becoming the person that you dream to be.
Yeah.
And this is helping me to do that.
Uh-huh.
I've always wanted to live a life just, you know, to honor God. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was killed a few years ago, and I just want to live a life that honors her life mm-hmm. and be the best mom for my son, because I have a son that
Who's
I really...
He's how old?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be strong for Tyler. I really wasn't taking care of myself mm-hmm. and being the best that I can be.
Yeah. And that's what I'm hoping that all of you get out of this. Not like all of you at home, are going to have to buy your own Tempur-Pedics because we can't give them to you. But this is the thing. The reason we're doing this show is to inspire you. And I think you have to be ready for the change. Would you not say, women?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess at the moment we call, you were ready to accept the challenge. How do you get yourself ready, Bob? Because I know when, you know, Bob's been working on this book for a while, and I thought, now, do I want to join the challenge? And I thought, I'm not going to do it now. My schedule is crazy. I know I'm not going to be able to commit to a, you know, really strict plan. I'm just going to do the best way I can. And then when I know I can put myself at the top of the list, I'm going to do it. So should you wait or should you start wherever you are, Bob?
I actually think you should wait. This is about a commitment. Mm-hmm. And unless you're ready to make that commitment sacred, you won't see the kind of results that you're seeing here.
Yeah. Because everybody that's lost 27, 20, 19, 10, even 5 pounds, it's because you were ready to, because you committed. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if I'm at home watching you right now, I want to know, okay, so if I start the plan, I go out and get Bob's book today, how soon after I start the plan, I get the skincare, I start the polish, cleanse, and nourish myself, I'm going to get at least 7 hours of sleep, I'm going to do the food plan, how soon after... One month, you saw a difference.
I would say give yourself a month.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And 1 month.
Yeah. And the reason I say 1 month is because I think of the first 2 weeks, especially if, you know, we as women tend to want to focus on the scale.
Yeah.
And when you're starting an exercise plan, you can maybe put on a few pounds. You don't want to get discouraged on that.
Did you weigh yourself every day?
I did not. Okay. I had weighed myself every day since I was 16. I put that scale aside because I got it tired of it telling me how I should feel every day.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So you didn't weigh yourself until when?
Until I went to Beverly Hills and they weighed me.
That was a month later.
A month later. And then I waited another month just prior to coming to the show.
Okay. What do you advise, Green?
Don't weigh yourself. Start a plan, don't weigh yourself for a month, and then just weekly. You have water fluctuations. It's going to throw off the whole system, and to pin your emotions to what the scale's telling you, it's not accurate, and it's usually causes you to stray.
Okay.
When I ran the marathon with Oprah, I'll never forget, it was mile 25. I turn around, and tears are streaming out of Oprah's eyes. And in that moment, what I was feeling was every mile that she trained and everything that she went through to break down the barriers to reach that goal, she was feeling at that moment.
Fitness expert Bob Green, who is not just a fitness expert, he's my brother.
We're family. She is a sister to me, no question about it. I know that we're in each other's life for the rest of our lives. She's taught me how to live an impassioned life. Oprah, I'm going to tell you something that you already know, and that is you mean the world to me. And while we're saying goodbye to the show, I welcome the next phase of your life with excitement because we're all looking forward to seeing what that brings. Great things are about to come.
Bob! That's so sweet of you! That's the nicest thing you've said to me.
I know, and I have to do it on tape. Why can't I just do it like this?
Why couldn't you do it in person? I don't know, but that was very nice. Everyone in this audience is going home with Bob's new book. Thank you to our 20 years younger dream team, and thank you, Ultimate Viewers. Keep up the great work. I'm so proud of you. Because you all were able to do it, it means we all can do it, too. So thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Brother Bob.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Save big money and start your spring project
with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save